Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shouts Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
Well, it's not with Dan today, because Dan's away, but it's with Graham Laycock here this evening, sitting in for Dan. But I'm delighted to have on the line Ziggy Safransky. He's from the Epsom Players. Good evening to you, Ziggy.
Good evening.
And how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much. How are you?
All right, thank you very much. Well, Epsom Players, then, are really pulling all the stops out of here for this production of Shrek the Musical. How's it going?
It's brilliant. I mean, we've been sort of running now for quite a few weeks, and every time there's this, all these little new extra bits that keep coming out, which is really exciting to see.
Oh, right, yes. So you're not, turning cartoon characters into real flesh and blood, eh?
Yeah.
Something like that. Must be a bit of a challenge.
Absolutely.
You, somebody told me you didn't need much makeup for playing the part of Shrek. Is that true?
Not quite. We're working with some students over at Nescott, with some of the makeup. So,
good.
I went over there yesterday to have my my trial with my prosthetics, which was quite exciting.
What's it like wearing these prosthetics, though? Because it must be, is it quite hot? Is it difficult to get the mouth movements and so on?
Well, I think this would be interesting. I've never used prosthetics before, but I had a sort of little play around yesterday. It's a lot more movable than I thought it would be. So, it's a foam-based latex, and so it's surprising quite how wide a range of expressions I've still got, so it's
That's good. Yeah, that's really, you're looking in a mirror to see what you're looking like, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we've spent a lot of time sitting there going, jaw wasn't quite that shape when I started.
No, so quite a few challenges. I mean, obviously learning the unusual stuff of learning the lines and positions and everything else, but when you get to the costume stage, if you're talking about prosthetics, it's another whole dimension.
Absolutely. And I think it's not just me. So we've got quite a lot of fairy tale characters that are instantly recognisable. For those of you who either seen the film or saw the show up in town, that it's we've got sort of not that I've seen them yet because our costumes are arriving this weekend. But we hear tell the Three Little Pigs are something to behold.
Is it really? Yeah. So for those who don't know the story, we'll briefly outline it. I know it starts once upon a time. There was a little ogre called Shrek.
That's exactly right. So what we see is Shrek is a big, green, ugly ogre, in his own words, who lives in a swamp, and suddenly the swamp is invaded by a whole host of fairy tale creatures who've been kicked out of the kingdom by the evil Lord Farquaad.
There's always an evil lord, isn't there?
Oh, yes. And so the Shrek goes to find get a swamp back, meets a friendly talking donkey on the way, who eventually becomes his best friend, and they're sent off to go and rescue the princess.
Ah, it's all a bit pantomime-ish, isn't it, in a way?
It is in a little, but
goodies and baddies and all that stuff?
Absolutely, but I think what's quite sweet about the whole thing is that it's got a really sweet and powerful message about, which I think is quite relevant in today's society, this idea of, there's a line, what makes us special makes us strong.
And body image issues these days and so on,
It deals with that, and I think that's the whole idea that and it's such a feel-good show, and in a way I think it's also that appeal across the ages, from youngest to oldest. I think actually the cast runs both ways. We've got young and teen Fionas. We've got a young Shrek who sort of starts the show off with me. And it's a really great atmosphere all the way through.
Yeah, I see from the listing here, you've got a huge cast here, actually. How many people are involved? Must be loads.
Oh, blimey. It's huge. And on stage and backstage.
Do you think this is one of the...
I mean, we've got this... I think there's a team of makeup artists ready and waiting in the wings, and that sort of not counting all of the crew backstage up the back with the lighting and the sound. And it's a huge thing to put on, but it's certainly going to be special.
Well, certainly the movie was always very popular as well, but to see it performed on stage and in such a way must be quite an amazing experience, worth going along to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, how are the cast taking to it all anyway? Has it been one of the biggest challenges for the group, do you think?
I think what's really interesting about the Epsom Players is that the challenges that they've done over the years, I mean, they've done some huge shows, and it's that idea of always challenging themselves to do one better. I mean, they sort of in the last couple of years, they've done sort of big shows, small shows, plays, musicals, and everything that they've done, whether I've been in it or not, just for that, is has always been pushing the boundary just that little bit more. And Shrek is certainly keeping the memory going.
All right, and the three pigs are the ones to watch out for, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know it's on from 17th to 21st of March, yeah. Isn't it? There's a 7:30 performance Tuesday to Friday, and then on Saturday, a matinee at 1, and also a 6 o'clock.
That's it.
Yeah, I hear the Friday and Saturday selling out fast.
Yeah, pretty much. I think there's only a couple of seats left for both.
Yeah, so getting quick getting quick during the week as well for that. Yeah, the Epsom Playhouse. So anyway, give us a line or two have you, in your Shrek voice.
Okay, what are you doing on my swamp? Go away, you stupid talking donkey.
great stuff. Have you enjoyed playing the part?
Oh, it's been fantastic. It's a big challenge because, apart from the whole prosthetic thing, I mean, Shrek's barely off the stage. And there's also, I think, from my point of view, there's that balance you've got to find between playing a character yourself and playing this sort of iconic role. Obviously, you have Mike Myers in the film. And obviously, the stage show, people have seen both and have quite a fixed image of what Shrek is. I mean, the accent, for one, is...
Yes.
Sort of step one to go, but it's—I mean—it's such an iconic film. It's meant so much to so many different people that it's quite a daunting task to do justice to it.
Well, you can be comforted by the fact nobody will recognise you with all those prosthetics on. Back to the prosthetics. Is it difficult to project your voice through there?
Well, what's interesting is it sits sort of underneath the mouth, so actually, the lips and things are all quite free. So it's a makes the face heavier, wider, and the jaw quite wide. But thankfully, my mouth is clear enough.
Good. Well, we wish you every success and all the
thank you very much.
Epsom players in this. People want to find out more details. Of course, I know the Epsom players have got a website, epsomplayers.com.
That's it.
If you go /shows/Shrek, you'll soon find all the details there. Thanks again for talking to me tonight, Ziggy, and
all
the
best. Thank you very much for having me. Thanks a lot.
Good to talk to you. Bye
and
for
you.
Now.
Bye.
And Shrek the Musical, then, being performed by the Epsom Players at the Epsom Playhouse from the 17th to the 21st of March. On Tuesday to Friday, it's a 7:30 performance, and on Saturday, a matinee at 1, and then an evening performance starting at 6 o'clock. And do go to the Epsom Players website, epsomplayers.com/shows/Shrek, and you can get your tickets there as well. Thanks to Ziggy for being on the line this evening, and I wish him best of luck playing Shrek.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.